February 15, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. Treading the Waves. Opening Prayer. Gracious God, thank you for the gift of today. Thank you that I live in it as your child, and for the countless ways that I experience your blessing. Read John chapter 6 verses 16 through 24. Jesus walks on the water. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. The next day the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but that they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. Reflect. Read Psalm chapter 29 verses 3 and 4. Remind yourself of the power and majesty of God who created the universe and has revealed himself in Jesus Christ. When they escaped Egypt, the Israelites crossed the Red Sea at night. Remembering the Passover reference earlier in this chapter, this helps us understand the disciples' surprising evening boat trip. To be caught in a storm and darkness far from shore must be truly terrifying, and the disciples are not reassured when they see a strange figure walking across the sea toward them. At the Exodus, God separated the sea so that the Israelites walked on dry land. Here, Jesus goes one step further, literally. He walks upon the waves themselves. In Job chapter 9 verse 8, God is described as one who treads on the waves, and when Jesus says to his disciples, "It is I, don't be afraid," he is using the I Am name for God. John is leaving us in no doubt who Jesus is claiming to be. Once they realize it is Jesus, the disciples are willing to take him into the boat. He does not force himself upon them. Even in the middle of the storm, they have a choice whether to accept Jesus or not. Is John saying something to us about how we should respond faithfully when facing our own storms? Apply. Imagine that you are in a storm-tossed boat. Perhaps this reflects an aspect of your life at the moment. Jesus walks toward you. Will you invite him in? Closing prayer. When I am confronted by something that overwhelms me, Lord Jesus, help me remember that you are present with me, that you know my need, before I even think to ask for help. Thank you for your love, your care, and your power that saves me.